KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Our forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 77. In area news, the Atlantic Fire Department was called to the scene of a deck fire early this morning. The incident at 704 East 14th Street was reported just after midnight. Atlantic police were the first to arrive on the scene and extinguish the blaze, which did not spread to the attached house. Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News the fire was caused by a discarded cigarette, and the ruling was accidental. News time is 7:07.
We asked Pat from Rex Pharmacy what she enjoys about working with her customers.
I enjoy the customers when they come in. I try to remember their faces and their names. A lot of the people don't get out very much, so when they do come in, they like to visit. And I'm a good listener. I enjoy listening to them. And they're not just our customers. They're more like family to us. When they come in how many times a week, and, you know, it gets to be years, we get to be good friends with them. I especially enjoy the older people. I like listening to their stories. And then I have a few of my own to tell them. Another thing, I do the colognes, and I have one lady that calls Claire from Harlan, and I order colognes for her, and then I send them to her. I do that for several customers that can't get down, so I'll mail it to them. I also, every afternoon, I'll make deliveries. I go to several customers maybe once a month, twice a month, and I've made good friends visiting them also. But most of all, I just enjoy the people coming in and seeing their faces, and I hope we make their day, and they surely make mine.
Whether you're waiting for a prescription or need your prescription delivered, or if you're looking for a special fragrance gift, stop in and see Pat at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In an update to a story we posted online for you late Sunday morning, one person was flown by LifeNet helicopter to a hospital in Omaha following a motorcycle accident on Interstate 80 near Shelby. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the accident happened at around 10 a.m. near the 36.5-mile marker of I-80 eastbound. And according to dispatch reports, a motorcycle driven by a 60-year-old man went out of control and crashed into the median. Traffic was backed up in the eastbound lanes for about 2 miles until around 11 a.m. because a helicopter had landed at the scene of the crash. That chopper took off at around 10:47 a.m. en route to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The crash victim's injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Additional information is currently not available. The State Patrol was handling the investigation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle property damage accident Saturday afternoon at around 12:20, 2.5 miles northwest of Red Oak in the 1700 block of Avenue G in rural Montgomery County. Officers determined that a car driven by 23-year-old Jameson C. Sands of Red Oak had been traveling southbound on County Gravel Road G Avenue when Sands lost control of the vehicle on the loose gravel. The car entered the ditch and rolled once before striking a utility pole and coming to rest on its wheels. Sands was checked at the scene by Red Oak Rescue, but refused any further medical treatment. The vehicle sustained $2,500 in damage and was a total loss. Damage to MidAmerican Energy's power pole was estimated at $750. There were no citations issued. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest last night of a Red Oak man. 52-year-old Rodney Lucart was charged with OWI first offense after deputies in Adams County responded to a call about a vehicle that was stopped along the side of Highway 34 at around 7:25 p.m. Upon investigation, it was learned that Lucart was allegedly under the influence of alcohol. He was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on $1,000 bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday afternoon of a woman on an assault charge. Officers took 24-year-old Chloe Marguerite Coburn of Red Oak into custody at a residence in the 100 block of Coolbaugh Street at around 2:30 p.m. Coburn was charged with domestic abuse assault. She was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held without bond. And a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Saturday night on a warrant in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 21-year-old Zachary Thomas Marchese of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. on a warrant for violation of his probation. Marchese was arrested in the 1500 block of Highway 34 and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held awaiting extradition to Pottawatomie County. News time is 7:11.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, John Charles Junny Wegeman, age 93, of Westphalia, died Friday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for John Wegeman will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alan Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be today at 1 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Ralph Doonan, age 84, of Alexandria, Minnesota, and formerly of the Audubon and Elkhorn areas, died May the 5th. Services for Ralph Doonan will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Leila Mae Nelson, age 82, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Leila Mae Nelson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Roger Mathias, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Roger Mathias will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. George Durgo, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for George Durgo will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clarence Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence Landis will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Paul Comstock, age 63, of Greenfield, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Comstock will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Ross Warren, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ross Warren are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.